want to talk about some points over here in the Rambam and Hilchos Teshuva. Share a few thoughts to do, etc. Okay. So first of all, the Rambam, in the way the Rambam is set up, the Rambam has an interesting question: is what exactly is this wonderful mitzvah to do tshuva? What exactly is the mitzvah? The Ramban clearly says we learn that Ramban. The Ramban talks about there's a mitzvah. So over there, the Rambam was limited to the tshuva. If you look at the Rambam is not very not clear whether there's a mitzvah to the tshuva or not. So let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of the tshuva says. The Rambam, all of the halachas that he wrote it as a Mishnah Torah, which means this is going to be a clarification of the Torah. So, Rambam explained there are 613 mitzvahs, and all of his swarm are there to explain the 613 mitzvahs. So, in the beginning of each section of the halachas of the Yad Chazaka, Rambam tells you what mitzvahs are going to be explained in this section. So, in Hilchos Teshuva, he says mitzvah say achas. There's one mitzvah say v'hushu yosher v'chayte mechato l'fnei Hashem v'yisvah. Okay, so a person should do tshuva from that which he sinned in front of Hashem and say vidur. So the Rambam clearly said there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. Right? Good. The language of the Rambam in the text itself is kovetzes sotara, say, losa, say, etc. Kishiyasa tshuva, but yoshe michetoi, chayav lisvadas lifnei akel baruch. Once you've done tshuva, you have a mitzvah to your rechiv to say vidur. Rambam doesn't say anything about doing tshuva. Don't say you have a chiyuv to tshuva. Rambam says when you do tshuva, you should be mitzvada in front of Hashem. You look at the language of the Rambam, and since the Rambam saw this sefer as a pirush of the entire mitzvah, so at the beginning of the whole sefer, he goes through all of the mitzvahs that he's going to be explaining. So there's as part of the introduction, he goes through all of the mitzvahs. So when he writes the language over here of the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah in Gimel. The svarot tifnei Hashem mikol chet kashiyasa odem b'shas of korban shem b'shas of korban shem mitzvados chazaz v'asher osu. You should be mitzvad. And if you see what the Rambam puts it in the context of some mitzvah samach aleph is that the korbanos have to be tomei. There's a mitzvah putting melach. There's a mitzvah to bring the oil properly, the chatas properly, the osher properly, etc. You have the bezin has to bring a korban if they made a mistake on hurua. The yochid has to bring a korban katas. You should say vidim on the korban even if there's not a korban. The shemakar korban al levi yarlid. Shemakar the zov has to bring his korban. In the middle, he says it's a vidim. That's what Rambam listed in the context of the korbanos. That's what Rambam says it over here. Okay. Then the Rambam, after having done that, he says the list of the entire mitzvahs. He rewrites the mitzvahs again. Based on the order of the seder of the swarm. She says, okay, Hilchos Yisrael Torah, I'm going to tell you there are 10 mitzvahs I'm going to tell you about, 6 essays, 4 los essays, and this is what they are. Deus, etc. Talmud Torah, about Azori, tells you what they are. And over here, Hilchos Teshuva, mitzvah Deach, Hashem Hushi Yosha B'chayte Mechet, L'fnei Hashem B'Yisvah. So now he changes the language of the mitzvah. So he goes back and forth. Okay, so that's one interesting aura in the language of the Rambam. Okay, so what is this really? Let's see what he says. So the Meshech Chochma says that the Rambam, based on the text of the Rambam, which is usually considered the primary point of how he's explaining the mitzvah, he doesn't say there's a mitzvah to tshuva. He says the mitzvah to say vidri. He says, of course you have to tshuva. Person is stealing. He says, stop stealing. He says, mehechateisi. Is there a mitzvah to tshuva? You have to stop stealing because you're not allowed to steal. You don't need a new mitzvah to tell you to stop stealing. Right, the original mitzvah of not stealing tells you not to steal anymore. Right. Person not putting on tefillin, so it's okay. Yeah. Why should put on tefillin? Because I don't got a tshuva. To put on tefillin because the kid put on tefillin. He's mechallel Shabbos. Stopping mechallel Shabbos. Why? Because tshuva. No, the chabad tefillin because you have to get on mechallel Shabbos. Right. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is what you're doing tshuva, which you have to do anyway. Be misvada. Now, that's the special chokhmah writes in Parshas Vayelech. But the Rambam later on in the Perek Zion. He points out that tshuva applies not only to maisim, but also to deus ros. Now, the Rambam uses the word deus when he refers to what we call midos. He refers to the midos ros, he calls them deus. So he says that the same way that the Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel says, don't think it's just from Maisim. You have to also be certain of the Chavos, but that really, it's hard to say that's based on the original mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah. Don't get angry, don't have hatred, don't be jealous, don't fight with people, don't fool around too much, don't run after money, covet, food. There's no mitzvah necessarily involved in those, but there's still a mitzvah of tshuva, the Rambam says. So the Rambam clearly expands tshuva beyond just the mitzvah area. Okay. So what is this mitzvah meter? So the Rambam, Perek Aleph, which, if you look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph, the Rambam talks about how you get a kapara for your averus. Because really the mitzvah meter is part of the process of kapara. The Rambam tells you what tshuva is in the second perek. Ezi tshuva. Ezi tshuva. Gemara mai, what is tshuva? The Rambam, the first perek, says, when you do tshuva, this is what you say vidri. Because remember, the mitzvah is vidri. So he talks about vidri before he talks about tshuva. Right? And then he says...
Question?
48.
Hello?
Good evening, Rabbi Reinhold.
How are you? Yeah. Right. Three weeks ago, you said. Okay. Right. Is your